It's obvious that just before the climax, Marlowe merely wrote in the main contrapuntal lines and left the harmony to be filled in later. Acting on a hint supplied by one bar of horn chords, I've added some basic harmonies on horns and trombones, which allow the climax to make its effect without, I believe, intruding on Marlowe's essential thought. So, with some additional woodwind doubling of the strings and some essential percussion, the passage is realized like this.